Hi, this is Michael Foreman with Pure Love Sustainability, Inc., and today we're talking about an interesting approach to climate change and how it is more effective to communicate from a solutions-based perspective than it is to communicate about a problems or from a problems-based perspective. So much of what we are currently hearing about climate change talks about the problems. Polar ice caps melting, the rainforest in South America is on fire, the challenges that we are having with reducing CO2 emissions below the acceptable level, the fact that we may only have 12 years left before climate change runs a devastating impact over the planet, or runs devastating impacts over the planet. All this information is true, all it is valid, and so much of the focus with climate change has been on you are the problem. You're the problem, 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 and I'm the problem too. Let's think about this from a different perspective, right? So if we are talking about everybody is the problem, you're the problem, I'm the problem, I'm the problem, she's the problem, he's the problem, John's the problem, Christina's the problem, yes. That's also accurate. Climate change is a man-made problem that we have all caused, and it's some level in our own way. Here's the thing, though. There's no one person that's responsible for climate change. There's no one company that's responsible for climate change. A lot of climate change has come as a result of, as we all know, CO2 emissions, methane emissions, greenhouse gas emissions, and for so long, we didn't know how harmful all of these things were. So yes, of course, the U.S. built its economy around, we have all the resources. Because we have all the resources, let's just keep on wasting, which was the model of economics for such a long period of time. Now, yes, that doesn't work anymore. And it's clear that that doesn't work anymore. There's no question asked that this, this extract, use, burn, slash, destroy, blow up model of our economic principles doesn't work anymore. Now, on the other side of the coin, though, am I responsible for climate change? Are you responsible for climate change? Is your neighbor responsible for climate change? No. And yes, at the same time. And here's the thing. If we are talking about climate change from a problem, like you're the problem, I'm the problem, this is the problem, this is the problem, this is the problem, this is the problem, it also starts to create a situation where, A, we don't know what to focus on. There are so many problems happening. There are so many issues happening. There are so many things happening, all of which are catastrophic, potentially. I get that. And yes, it's very, very easy to run around and, be talking and going crazy about all these problems that are happening. Yes, they're all happening. Yes, they're all catastrophic. But when the focus is on a new problem every day, something new happening every day, it becomes very, very tough for you to focus your energy on anything. And here's the thing, in my opinion, to be able to solve climate change, we need each human being out there in the world focusing their energy on maybe one or two solutions to climate change that they can implement easily, quickly, and effectively, and engage another 10 people to join them on this, on their work of reducing the impact that that they want to reduce in the world. So if your passion is solar, if your passion is renewable energy outside, which includes solar, of course, if your passion is solar cars and solar trucks and solar buses, focus on that. Put your time, effort, and energy onto that. Find another 10 people who are passionate about it and start a community-based project. If your focus is on agriculture is the largest emitter of methane and carbon dioxide emissions, and also one of the largest emitters of nitrous oxide, which happens when nitrogen interacts with the soil and produces a harmful chemical called nitrous oxide that is 300 times more dangerous than methane emissions and carbon dioxide emissions for the environment. If your focus is agriculture, focus on agriculture. If your focus is food waste, which is one of the biggest challenges as well towards global warming, focus on food waste. If you're concerned about the landfill and all the materials that are being sent there and all the methane that's being generated at the landfill, focus on the landfill. That is one of the big keys in this process. We all need to be taking focused, clear action to reverse climate change and global warming. Now, for one person, that action may be completely different than for another person. It's fine. As long as we are all taking some action on a daily basis to reverse and eliminate the impacts of climate change from being as catastrophic and devastating as they can be, then we are winning. If everybody is focusing on one, maybe two areas that they can put their time, energy, and effort into all the way, as much energy and effort that they can put into it, that they're putting that into, then that is a huge win for everybody. Now, when it comes down to the finger pointing, the blaming, the et cetera, think about it like this. We've all, I'd imagine a lot of us have worked, a lot of us have had jobs. A lot of us have worked in departments that weren't perfect. I'd imagine every single one of us has worked in a department at work that wasn't perfect and has caused some problem or some error or made some mistake or et cetera, et cetera. There's a difference between a functional team, a functional department, and a non-functional department. In a non-functional department at work, we go to the finger-blaming process. So we didn't deliver on a report. John, what did you do wrong? Sarah, what did you do wrong? Courtney, what did you do wrong? Michael, what did you do wrong? Caitlin, what did you do wrong? And it becomes this finger-pointing process that really paralyzes us. When we think we're the problem, we get paralyzed. And we start to not take action because we feel so badly about ourselves being the problem and being the reason why this didn't work and being the reason why this failed, that we get paralyzed mentally. It's very, very common for us to get paralyzed mentally when we feel we are the problem. So it's the same thing when it comes to climate change. When you're the problem, and you're the problem, and I'm the problem, and she's the problem, and your cousin's the problem, and your sister's the problem, and society is the problem, we get paralyzed, and it takes us out of action. It stops us from taking action because we're so concerned about being the problem, and looking bad, and being the bad guy, and being the cause, that we don't get into action because we feel so badly. And this is, in my opinion, one of the things that is stopping us from taking action when it comes to climate change, is this focus on, we're all the problem. Now, yes, are you contributing on a daily basis? Sure. Yes, I get it. And at the same time, you're not the problem. You have to be the solution. Be the solution. And this is something that I've been experimenting a lot with and talking to people about climate change. I used to focus on, the polar ice caps are melting. I used to focus on, greenhouse gas emissions are at this level. I used to focus on food waste having such a huge impact on climate change. And now I am looking at it from a solutions-based perspective. People know these things. People are well aware that carbon emissions are at a level that is not safe anymore for for human beings, and at a level we've never seen it at before. People are well aware that we are wasting too much food. People are well aware that there are too many cars, buses, and trucks on the road emitting methane gases up into the environment. We know this. A lot of people are looking for a solution. A lot of people are going to want to participate in something. Not everybody is going to take that initiative. Not everybody is going to lead a project in your community, just like with anything else. But a lot of people want a path they can follow. And if you approach somebody and you say, "Hi, Tom. I am really concerned right now about the amount of food waste that we're producing in our city, and here's a solution that I have to it." That opens up an opportunity for Tom to step into it, rather than we're talking about a problem, and Tom starts to see, "Well, I'm the problem. Damn it, what am I going to do?" Versus, "Hey, Tom, I have a solution, and here's my solution. I'd like to start a community composting program. Would that be something you'd be interested in?" Now you're offering Tom an opportunity to participate by focusing on a solution. Let's say you care about solar energy and renewables. You know, solar is one of the biggest moving industries that we have right now, one of the great ways to really cut back on carbon emissions. And if you go in and you're talking with, let's say you work at a manufacturing company, and you go in and you talk with the owner of the company and say, "Hi, Sarah, I would love to discuss with you how we can reduce our carbon emissions. And a solution that I believe will make a difference is if we install solar panels." Now, I know being somebody who's concerned about solar, being somebody who cares about us, you know, being a more sustainable company, I've done a lot of research, and I've actually seen for facilities our size, by installing solar panels, yes, there will be an upfront cost, but in 5 years, we'll be at cost neutral. That's a made-up example. I don't know if your company would be at cost neutral, but if you're talking in this way, where here's a solution, here's something that I'm providing, and then after these 5 years, we'll actually be profiting every year, because we'll be generating, I think we can generate so much energy from our solar panels that we can get paid by the electric company to produce power and give it back to the grid. Also, it'll make us look great to our shareholders. It'll help us be a manufacturing company that is caring about the environment. And I think a lot of employees would really get behind this push, because as you know, we do have some people, a lot of people here who are very concerned about sustainability. Here's a solution. You've offered a solution. Now, Sarah may say yes, Sarah may say no. Sarah might come back and say, hey, Michael, you know, I'd love to get a proposal from you. I think this is something we'd be interested in. Or Sarah might come back and say, hey, you know, I don't think we can install solar. It's going to be too expensive for this year's priorities. And we have been talking about, you know, some ideas to bring in more sustainable practices. Can you help us with that? By providing a solution and talking about a solution and talking about an opportunity versus going into Sarah and saying the reverse. Hey, Sarah, you know, I'm really concerned about our environmental impact as a company. As you've seen, you know, manufacturing companies have one of the, you know, highest environmental impacts, because we're welding, we're using a lot of electricity. We have an assembly line which is powered 24 hours a day. You know, we're causing a lot of problems here. That's going to shut Sarah's mind off. Sarah's going to, this is just basic human psychology. Sarah's going to think, you know, I don't have time for another problem. I'm really busy. I'm running a company here. We have deadlines. We have budgets. We have sales that need to be brought up. We're having some issues in the field, whatever may be going on. Sarah's mind gets shut off because she doesn't have time for another problem. When you come in and present a solution, it starts to open up dialogue, just like anything else at work, right? If you were going in, or anything else in life, if you were going into Sarah and saying, hey, Sarah, I've noticed that we have a challenge in the marketing department. Our current marketing systems are not producing us the results that we want, and I have a solution to that. Sarah's going to be more open to discussing the solution. In fact, a lot of owners of companies and a lot of senior level management may even say to you, if you don't come in with a solution, they may even say to you, come back to me when you have a solution. Let's discuss a solution. And this is one of the keys to climate change. Let's discuss solutions. There are a lot of people out there who want to do something about climate change. There's actually been a very, very interesting study done showing that, kind of showing where everybody stands on climate change. And it showed that about 15% of people are 100% yes, I want to do something about climate change. I am passionate about this. I love this. Tell me more. Let's get in. Let's do some work. Awesome. About 30% of people believe in climate change. They think that it's a problem, but aren't really going to be taking a lot of action. They might sign a petition. They might go out and, you know, talk to a neighbor. They might go out and rally some support to at least engage people and to at least educate people. But they might not take some action on their own. There's another 30% of people that are kind of iffy about climate change. They think it's real, but they're not sure how it's going to impact their lives. They're not sure they can do anything about it. They're really not taking action. And then there's another 15% of people that are going to deny and will fight for everything to deny climate change. It's okay. Let those people deny. It's part of who they are. It's part of their identity. Here's the thing, though. For that middle group of people, the 30% that believes and will take small action, and the 30% that believes but won't be taking action, if you can provide a solution for them, there's a much greater likelihood that they will jump in and take another level of action that they weren't taking before. Or they might go from being somebody who's on the fence or somebody who's taking small actions to somebody who's taking big actions, because now you have something for them to do. You have work for them to do. You have a group for them to participate in. You have people around them who are committed and who are doing things. This is going to speak to people. So this is a really big key, is coming in with a solutions-based approach and being able to have actions that people can participate with you in. So this is another key to being effective and having conversations with people about climate change, to move actions forward. If you have any questions or need anything further, please reach out to me, Michael Foreman. I'm the founder of Pure Love Sustainability Inc. via our website, www.purelovesustainabilityinc, or on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Pure Love Sustainability Inc. Or you can always shoot me an email at purelovesustainabilityinc, that's inc as in INC, like incorporated, @gmail.com. I look forward to having more in-depth conversations with you about climate change and how we can have effective conversations with people about how we can start taking action and moving forward and getting work done here. And thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you on the next episode.